This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jessica Garcia. Date of birth is February the 9th, 1980. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available for review prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Dr. Rodrigo Lima and Dr. Billy Merrick, dated May the 17th, 2018, and Dr. Merrick, dated 11/6/2019. COVID-19 status. The claimant denies being exposed to COVID-19 or having had it in the past. She denies having symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, or fever, or diarrhea. She has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any family members who have had COVID-19. She does state that her son had COVID, but he does not live with her at this time. She received 2 vaccines for COVID in 2021. Identifying information. This is a 42-year-old single female with 4 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of asthma and anxiety/depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2007, where she worked as a cashier for 10 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her daughter, and she is receiving disability benefits that she's been receiving for approximately 12 years. Allegation number 1. Asthma, allegation number 2, anxiety/depression. History of allegations, number 1, asthma. The claimant states that in 2007 she was diagnosed with asthma. She denies having emphysema, bronchitis, pneumonia, or any cardiac problems, except for a murmur in her left chest, which is being treated by a cardiologist. She does suffer from morbid obesity. She states the shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 20 feet, climbing 3 to 4 steps, talking, resting, and sometimes seasonal changes. She denies any history of smoking. The last time the claimant was in the emergency room was in April of 2022. And states that she usually goes to the emergency room at least once every 3 years. She has not been hospitalized for asthma or intubated, except when they did surgery on her. She is presently on albuterol, 0.83%, 1 vial, Q4 hours, PRN is needed, montelukast, 5 milligrams QD, Ventolin, HFA, 90 micrograms, oral inhaler, 1 to 2 puffs, Q4 to 6 hours, and sertraline, 50 milligrams QD. The claimant was diagnosed with asthma and obstructive sleep apnea. She does have a CPAP machine and suffers from dyspnea and wheezes. Her last medical records indicate that she had a oxygen saturation of 48% by medical records. Allegation number 2, anxiety/depression. The claimant states that in 2000, because of all her medical issues, she started to develop hypersomnia, decreased motivation, decreased energy, sadness, bad memories, depression, anxiety, sadness, and occasional crying spells. She states that she stayed in her room for months, not wanting to come out because of her severe depression and her morbid obesity. She was placed on clonazepam, 0.5 milligrams BID, which she states does help her with her anxiety. Her condition at this time is stable. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk 20 feet, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, climb 3 or 4 steps, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, and lift approximately 3 pounds above her head. She is unable to use a skillet, sweep a room, or button her clothes at this time. She has no assisted devices that she uses, and her physician is Dr. Norma Cavazos. She is presently on no medications and does no other physical activity. Family history: father died from a cerebral vascular accident. He had hypertension and diabetes mellitus, and her mother died of cancer of the uterus. Medications: clonazepam, 0.5 milligrams BID, albuterol, 0.083%, 1 vial, Q4 hours, montelukast, 5 milligrams QD, Ventolin, HFA, 90 micrograms, oral inhaler, 1 to 2 puffs, 4 to 6 hours, sertraline, 50 milligrams QD. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, obstructive sleep apnea, comma, bronchitis, comma, morbid obesity, comma, iron deficiency anemia and B12 deficiency necessitating blood transfusions times 2, asthma, comma, allergic rhinitis, comma, depression, comma, anxiety, comma, history of gastric bypass surgery in 2012, comma, cholecystectomy in 2017, comma, history of C-section times 4 and bilateral tubal ligation. Social history: tobacco, the claimant has no history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant has no history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any history of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit, weight 285 pounds, height 5 feet 3.5 inches, BP 134 over 80 mmHg, heart rate 89 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation was 98%, BMI 51. General: this is a 42-year-old morbidly obese female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress, secondary to not being able to catch her breath. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/100. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. The claimant appears to have problems with her right eye and is presently not wearing glasses. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters, and there was a regular rate and rhythm with auscultation. There is a large murmur plus 3 over 4 on the left midline area close to the heart. No rubs or galves were heard with auscultation. Carotid pluses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Radial pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. The claimant is morbidly obese, and it was difficult to receive the pulses. Could you drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese, and physical exam was very difficult. Although the claimant states that she has lost 400 pounds with the gastric bypass, could you drop down to neurological exam after the last sentence? Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 0 bilaterally, as well as abnormal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally at 0. More likely and not secondary to the obesity. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was not performed, secondary to the claimant being morbidly obese, but the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. Some joint swelling was noted around the ankles, but no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant is unable to forward flex in the lumbar spine area and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities. However, the claimant is unable to perform ranges of motion in the lower extremities, especially the hip area, secondary to morbid obesity. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, in the supine position, it was 20 degrees bilaterally, more likely than not coming from morbid obesity. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There was normal range of motion, but decreased strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, secondary to morbid obesity, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She has no assisted devices at this time. Neurological. Grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were abnormal at 0, secondary to morbid obesity. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Chest x-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, although with some difficulty. There is mildly abnormal grip strength at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, but still has a binocular vision of 20/20. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to severe anemia, possible heart failure secondary to a heart murmur, morbid obesity, and symptoms of asthma. Probable diagnoses. Number one, asthma being treated at this time. The claimant also has obstructive sleep apnea, and at one time had an oxygen level of 48%. Her oxygen level at this time was 98%, which is good. The claimant also appears to be in mild heart failure with a large heart murmur noted on the left side of her chest. Number two, anxiety/depression being treated at this time appears to be stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jessica Garcia.